Put me on this microphone.
As I say, Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl. Jerry Curl reminds me of gym class. The weightlifting unit. Push-ups. Sit-ups. Pull-ups. And now we have to do this big, long rotation on the free weight, on the machines, and then the free weights. And I wasn't very good at it because I don't have a lot of muscles built up. And so that was my most dreaded period of the day. I used to skip it whenever possible. But, you know, skipping, because we had gym every day for a while, for a period of time. And so when you're skipping gym class every day, it becomes very suspicious. And ironically enough, the punishment when you get caught for skipping gym class is push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups.
Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl makes me think of bulletin boards along the CTA. I remember one Jerry Curl bulletin board. Just two people with very Jerry Curled hair, very sparkling stuff, big smiles. Jerry Curl, it really appeared to change their lives. And reminds me of the art of conversing on those bulletin boards. That there were certain bulletin boards, and especially certain kinds of bulletin boards that would often attract people having sustained conversations on them in pencil. One person would write something, and then a couple days later, you know, a response would appear. And I could never really tell. I never had the guts to participate in these conversations, so I didn't know if it was a secret society of people who carried on these, or if it was open to anybody. But for some reason, I remember the Jerry Curl bulletin board always got some good discussion going. Movie bulletin boards very, very rarely did. I guess that's probably because they were gone fairly quickly. But Jerry Curl stuff about government programs would usually get a conversation going, although rarely about the government programs. Once I remember one about comic books. Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl. Jerry Curl reminds me of all those products when I was growing up that I just really didn't understand. Jerry Curl, deodorant, feminine protection. Any product that just made no sense to me. I had no idea what those things were. That's because I was a sheltered child who broke microphones all the time when he tried to pull them forward so that he didn't have to lean because he was really lazy and full of milkshake. But, no, really, there just was a time in my life where, I mean, I'm incredibly brilliant, and I'll be the first one to tell anybody that, but, there was a time in my life when just certain things made no sense, no sense at all, none. I had no idea what Jerry Curl did. What was it? It made your hair look shiny, greasy. Well, that's cool, and, what did a tampon do? I mean, if you try to break that down, you know, phonetically, tamp on. It means to tamp on. I didn't know. I had no idea. Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl.
Curl, Jerry Curl! Damn it, you'll never make the hairdressing marathon!
But, look.
You stink! You stink!
Look!
I've seen better perms on a groundhog!
You have?
I want to talk about that time, but yes, I have.
Wow.
But anyway, Jerry, you stink. I took you on, you know, thinking you'd be the next great marathon hairdresser, but you're not. You stink. I thought you had raw potential, but you got nothing.
They must have used a really small curling iron.
Would you focus? You know, that's your problem. You're all over the place. You're here, you're there. Man, you're like a Super Bowl when you just bounce it off the walls of an empty room.
I don't like to be limited in the medium in which I work. I like to have several, you know, clients arrayed in front of me,
right,
so I can work and,
let me
and
tell you, I
freely
like your spunk.
Flow from one
I
to
like
the other.
I like your spunk. For spunk, you get extra points. Super spunk points for Jerry.
But look, now go over there and look back at these clients. Look at all seven of them at once. Do you see the themes? Do you see that together they form one amazing hairdo? And as long as we wrap them in packaging tape very tightly, so they can't ever leave each other's sides, it's the greatest hairdo man has ever seen.
It's pretty mesmerizing, Jerry.
The contours, the curves.
The bevels and the levels and the gothic design.
And look, I even put a little elf in here.
Those buttresses are flying everywhere!
Ever wonder if one of those sparks is going to fly out and going to catch fire on your shirt or something? Ever wonder that?
Yeah, I'll get concerned. I get concerned sometimes that it's going to fly out and burn my eyeball out.
Your eyeball?
That's why I took a match and burned my eyeball out first so that the sparks wouldn't do it.
One of them preemptive.
Preemptive
measures.
Eyeball burning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it.
So both of your eyeballs are gone or just one?
No, just one. I still need to see, stupid.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, if you could throw that switch then, we'll get started with this. Look at that vat pour. It's like a pool, except you wouldn't want to be in that pool because you'd melt. You ever think about being in that pool?
I think about that pool and melting. That's why I melted my arm off, because I didn't want to be melted by the pool, so I just took care of it myself so that the pool wouldn't win.
Yeah.
But I needed one arm to flip the switch.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And so that's why we have this job, you and me, getting $9 an hour, because we're smart, because we have quick thinking, and we know how to preemptively head off emergencies. And that's why we passed the rigorous interview process.
Well, that's definitely one way to describe what it is we do. All right, could you return the lever to the off position? It's just drip-dropping now. You ever wonder if maybe one of those drops will get a mind of its own and come and wine and dine you, seduce you, have a relationship with you that appears to be meaningful, but then drop you just as you're beginning to open yourself up?
Man, I love shopping late at night.
It's the only time to do it, as far as I'm concerned.
It is the time to be, baby.
You know, I'm convinced that there are certain sales that only really appear late at night, you know? I mean, oh, yeah. I would never buy mac and cheese during the day.
The nocturnal sale.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're going at. Some sales are nocturnal, man. They only come out at night.
Ooh.
There's one.
Oh.
Look!
A sale on a bird. We've hardly got any birds.
No.
Great!
Come here, little birdie. There. Well, let me just put this loaf of white bread on top of him. Oh, he won't be able to fly.
Dollar days on birds.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, and there are other aspects that are like sales, even though they don't involve money, like the fact that the frozen pizzas, late at night, you can just fling them like a frisbee across the store.
Nobody cares.
Hey, go way out.
All right. All right, go ahead.
Here we go.
Okay, I got it.
Nice catch.
Thanks. Wow. All right, you ready? I'm gonna throw back.
Okay, I'm ready. Got it!
Whew. Nice catch!
Oh, thanks. Come on back here.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't actually want to buy this thing, though.
No, put it back.
Okay, I'm just going to throw it long distance, even though you're not over there, so here we go.
All right, good. Shaping up, but still got a lot of dandruff all over the place.
That's not dandruff.
Okay.
That's
it's styling product. I understand. It happens.
It's not styling product.
Okay.
It's ear clippings.
Jerry, your clippings are, that's an automatic disqualification, Jerry Dogs.
I work where the spirit tells me to go. And on this set of people, it told me to clip their ears. Look at this. Look at the beautiful swirl pattern I have going here. kind of almost like a triple breasted S. You see? Look at this. I mean, sure, she's passed out from the pain. But if I take my curling iron and cauterize that wound, she'll be fine when she wakes up. It'd be a little throbby. Throbby. Look at her. She's stylish.
All right, once again, Jerry, I'm not doubting your aesthetic perspective, but I have to just say, I don't think the judges are going to respond positively to this radical approach.
Did they respond appropriately to Carrie Strug and her twisted ankle? Was it a radical new approach? Did the judges object when that guy on Jeopardy said Uganda instead of Rwanda? No, they gave it to him. And did the judge Reinhold not do a wonderful job and vice versa?
Well, I'm glad one of us can still laugh. I thought the fruit of our labor was going to be something more than, well, a metal bar. Just a big metal bar.
That's I thought we the fruit of our for. Labor was going to be a big banana basket.
Yeah, I don't know if I was thinking big banana basket. But it had a bee in it somewhere. And not in the places the big metal bar does. Well, can you rotate the dial and get the claw to pick up the big metal bar? You ever wonder if the claw's gonna drop that thing? If the claw's gonna get a little shaky, perhaps arthritic in its old age, and lose hold of that bar?
Yes, that's why I pull the switch and make it drop it on who's ever standing to my left. You're lucky you're standing on my right.
I certainly am. And the prices you can get on barbershop singers, they're amazing. Barbershop at a huge discount. You could just take these guys home. I can't believe it.
I turned them off, but yeah, they're pretty good, man.
Yeah, all right. Stuff them in the shopping cart. Make sure you don't let the bird get away.
Okay. Hey, Al, move. Oh.